Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe we're closing in already at the end of July, depending on when you're listening to this, either July 22nd or 23rd. Big shout out. Last weekend, we had the Bill Luddy 50th anniversary of the 5-miler, and Coach Luddy himself was there. We had close to 500 runners, and that's the penultimate or second to the last race in the Capital Era Race Series. The next and final race of the Capital Era Race Series is next weekend, the so-called Canterbury-Woodchuck Classic. But it was great to see Coach Luddy out there. They have something called the Luddy Alumni. So basically, runners that still are able to run, literally from the 70s, people like Tom Atherton, who was the last I think New England cross-country champion from Concord High School and back in the early 70s. He was there along with many other Luddy alumni all the way through the 90s. So it was a great event at Memorial Field, close to 500 runners celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Bill Luddy Road Race. Of course, it was also NASCAR weekend, and just again, heads up to my running friends, next week is the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic, which will be the 8th and final race in the Capital Race Series. But we have a lot of interesting guests on our show, but one of my favorites, of course, is Brian Johnson, who's with Johnson Golden Harvest, right, on Hooksett, and we'll talk about location momentarily. We're into wellness. We are into you are what you eat. And Brian, thank you for what seems to be our twice a year visit. It's very hot out, but I see you. I go to the Hooksett toll booth a lot, so you seem to be open every second that I drive by there. So tell us, Brian, the hours and where you're located, and then we'll backtrack into your history.
Yeah, hi. I'm Brian from Johnson Golden Harvest. We're located in Hooksett, New Hampshire. We're actually right on West River Road, 412 West River Road, which is actually Route 3A, right at the intersection of Hackett Hill, which if you go up the hill, you get on the highway there at exit 11. We're open 7 days a week at this point. And our phone number is 603-210-2031.
Super. So we were talking offline not too long ago that location, so tell us a little history of the location that used to, many, many years ago, that was actually a ski trail back there.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
It was, I believe it was back in the 50s or possibly even before that. I want to say it was Marimont Ski Area. There's a lot of history, a lot of pictures that we've looked at and seen. You know, it had something to do with the Robies that used to own Robie's store down there. And it was just apparently at that time just a real up-and-coming place to go. You know, it was the place to meet people back then, they say.
And there you go. Now you've taken it over. So your location to me seems ideal because, you know, people are jumping on the highway and so on and so forth. Tell us how long you've been there and what do you see in this season, and has anything surprised you in this growing season?
Well, we've been there 7 years now, so we're just about to start our 8th year. That'll start in August. Surprises? Not really. I mean, everybody knows it started out pretty cold. You know, seems like in New Hampshire here we have like 10 months of winter now, so summer didn't really start till July. And so it was tough for the beginning there. You know, a lot of produce was coming in a little bit slow because it was cold. I mean, things weren't growing, but it's kind of seems to be catching up. The weather's been really good. You know, last year we didn't have any rain. This year we have an abundance of rain, and it seems to be coming periodically. So actually, our produce is starting to come in really good now.
Awesome. So tell us about your history. I know you have history in a larger organization. So tell us your deep background in the food industry.
Sure. I started in high school at a farm stand in Manchester. I worked there through high school and after high school for actually quite a few years after. And then from there, I went on to work with a food service company, U.S. Food Service. Spent a lot of time with them, 10, 12 years. And then went over to work for Sysco, Hall Smith Sysco Food Service, and spent another 6 years or so there. And then decided to kind of get back into the – I always liked when I worked with the farm stand scene back in, you know, back in high school. And I realized where the local scene was going. People were really becoming more aware of what they eat. And I liked it, and I had a passion for it. So just decided to step back from the corporate world and go back into running a farm stand.
And the rest is history. Now, let's talk generally about the benefits of buying locally grown, you know, versus not.
Well, I mean, really, it really comes down to your health, for one thing. I mean, you know where your food's coming from, which I think this day and age is really important. We're very transparent on the farms that we use. So basically, the farms that we do use, one of the requirements we have and will always have as a business is that basically if a customer wants to go to the farm and see what they're doing, the farm has to allow that. And you know what? I've found that most of them welcome people. They really like people to see what they're doing. And I do think it's important. I mean, what's in the soil that you're getting your produce from? You know, what are they feeding the cows that you're getting your meat, that you're getting your beef from? All that stuff's important.
Yeah, I just got the bad news, you know, that macaroni and cheese, you know, is a killer. So, geez, my wife has to stop making that for me, my favorite dish. So it never ends. So anyway, your website is Johnson Golden Harvest, all one word, .com. So you mentioned about, you know, I'm assuming a farmer is proud of what he or she is producing.
Absolutely.
So that what's kind of your benchmark? I mean, you go through some sort of certification to make sure everything's local and so on and so forth. How does that all work for you?
Well, with the farms, it's not really a big issue because most of the time we go to the farm's delivered to us. The relationships that we have with most of the farms that we use some of them go back to when I was a farm stand in high school. And now it's the kids that are farming and the parents deliver. So that's the farms. It's really not an issue. They usually welcome it. Some of the people that bring in locally made products, I don't know, let's just say pasta sauce, for instance. That's where it kind of gets down. Okay, do you have the right certification? What are you putting into your products? Where is it at? You know, have you been licensed by the state? And what I find there a lot of times is it's non-intentional that a lot of people think that they can just cook something up in their kitchen and bring it in and we can sell it. And that's not the case, you know, because, again, we got to know where it comes from.
Awesome. And you have your whole family working with you?
We do, yeah. Well, my wife and I work together every day.
Yep.
Doing different things. I mean, lots of times we're both there around the farm stand. Sometimes, you know, somebody's going to do the bookwork and all that dirty stuff that I don't like to do. And that's where my wife comes in because she's really good at it and I'm not. And I openly admit that. So, yeah, and my son works for us a little bit. He's kind of moved on a little bit. He graduated this year, so he's kind of doing his own thing a little bit more. But he's still around some. And, yeah, it's kind of been a family. It's been a family affair since we started it.
And it's awesome. And the spirit of transparency, of course, Johnson Golden Harvest comes to Delta a couple times a month, and it's a big hit when we know that that you're in the cafeteria. And the difference between, I don't know how else to put it, but the difference between getting a tomato and an apple from you all versus a supermarket, and I'm not denigrating the supermarket, it's like night and day. Like, so why is that?
Well, I think it goes back again to the ability that we have using local farms. A lot of times, for instance, the corn, we're getting corn in now every day, and it's picked every morning and it's brought to the farm. The grocery stores don't have that ability. I mean, they have distribution houses. Everything has to go through corporate, and you know, a lot of it doesn't come from around here, which is, you know, I mean, they're buying on a mass level. You know, they're buying so. I think that right there is a big part of it.
Now, I've noticed you've sort of broadened your potpourri of food. So you actually now have what I would consider like sort of desserts, you know, some cookies and things like that. So how do you determine that you know, should fall under the umbrella of Johnson Golden Harvest?
Well, you know what? Again, it's made locally, and that's what we're about, locally. They always say eat what your grandparents ate, and I can tell you for a fact my grandmother ate a lot of desserts, and she lived to be in the 90s. So I think, again, that stuff, you know what? If they're not artificially made, I mean, you're not going to make up your diet of it, but let's face it, a lot of people are going to have a cookie. You know, we took an ice cream this year from a place down in Nashua. She makes it homemade ice cream. And she also does, you know, different pastries. She's a pastry chef. It's good stuff. You know what? It's about local. I mean, people are going to eat it. So let's figure out how to do it so people know where it's coming from.
So in the last 5 years, what have you seen as the biggest trend with people, you know, being more sensitive of what they're putting in their body, and that probably has translated. I mean, you like you said, you studied this, so you know you would be on the on the catbird seat. Are you seeing these trends continuing?
Oh, I think I think not only continuing but getting bigger and bigger every year. I mean, I think if you just look around at what's opening up and people doing different local things. I mean, I think there's a place in Concord called the Local Basket now or whatever, and they actually make meals and people can pick up meals. And it's just becoming more and more a part of people's way of life, you know, and people are just real. I mean, there's a lot of people getting sick and they're really, you know, attributing it to their food.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stop the macaroni and cheese.
Yep.
Now, you are 365, 24/7, so I know this is like right now we're in the hot of July, but in the minute or so that we have before commercial, you continue on through the winter. So how do you make it happen in December and January and February?
Well, it's obviously a lot slower. I mean, it's we wear an extra coat, you know, but no, there's still a lot out there. I mean, there's a lot of root crops that are still around. There's a lot of people now farming in greenhouses. So, there's a lot of, especially lettuces and greens and such, the tomatoes. You know, I understand now that people are getting into doing peppers in the winter, different things like that. So that's going to be something new. And then there's the whole thing with the meat and all that, and all that stuff doesn't change.
Absolutely. Good. All right. JohnsonGoldenHarvest.com will return with Brian Johnson after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. This weekend with me, July 22nd and 23rd, is Brian Johnson, the CEO of Johnson Golden Harvest, right in near the Hooksett toll booth. Before we get back to Brian, just again for my running friends, next weekend we have the 8th and final race of the Capital Area Race Series. That'll be the so-called Canterbury Woodchuck Classic. It's held right in conjunction with the Canterbury Fair. And the race is at 9 o'clock. And at the end of the race, after we do all the calculations, the top winners of the series will be announced. Those of you that, and I'm not in this category, but those of you that are in the age group winning categories, you'll be notified by mail. Believe it or not, the 60 in your old over age category for men is extremely competitive. So I'm way down the list there. We'll also, if you've participated in 6 out of the 8 races, if you head over to Runner's Alley, you can pick up your participation prize. So the great thing about the Capital Race Series, it caters both to the recreational runners as well as to the elite runners, and it's all about wellness and camaraderie. Now, part of wellness, of course, is you are what you eat, and which is why twice a year or so I have Brian joining me. And so, Brian, again, give us all your location, contact information, hours, and then we'll get into a couple ideas that I have in terms of questions.
Sure. We are Johnson Golden Harvest, and we're located at 412 West River Road in Hooksett, New Hampshire, which is also Route 3A, right at the corner of Hackett Hill. So if you get off 93 or get on 93 at exit 11 right at the toll booth, you'll find us right there on the corner. We're open 7 days a week, and our phone number is 603-210-2031.
I always, when I think of that commercial, you'll keep the light on. Anytime I go get onto the highway, there's always someone in there. So it's great. And of course, when Johnson Golden Harvest comes to Delta Dental, I always try to bring home some fresh vegetables for my family. They absolutely love it. Let's talk about the pros and cons of a CSA and define that and then get into your research on that.
So, yeah, so my opinion, a CSA is basically a farm share. People have approached us and asked us if we do something like that. I've had people approach us to ask if we would become a drop for a CSA. And, you know, I've really thought about it. Karen and I have talked about it quite a few times, and we really feel that so a CSA came about a few years back, actually quite a few years back, and it was something that was going to help the farmer get through the winter, and people would pay ahead of time for their produce, so they would get a share every week of whatever was available from the farm. And again, by paying ahead, which became a substantial amount of money in a lot of cases, you know, $500+. And we've talked about it, and I don't know. I really feel like putting your best foot forward, and really, so what we do is we use a lot of different farms. And I like to feel like that people can just come in and select what they want for produce, because I feel like that selecting what, you know, when it comes to fresh product, you really want to pick out what you're going to eat. And I don't know that paying ahead is really a model, because I almost look at the human nature side of things, and if somebody pays you ahead of time, then how picky are you going to be about what you put on the shelf?
Makes sense. I mean, you have the experience. When you first got on the business, obviously, you know, you understood you back then even that you are what you eat. So what has happened, though, over the past, you know, two or three decades where that's becoming people more and more, you know, aware of that, and they're willing maybe to pay a little extra to eat the right things?
Well, I think it all comes down to your health. You know, people are becoming more aware, as we are through our customers, too, is to, you know, how important what you eat really is to your health. I mean, reality is, we've talked about this before, it's, you know, what you put in your body is almost like a health insurance policy. You can pay ahead. You can pay later on in life by not paying attention to what you eat and by some of your habits, your living habits, and then you spend a lot of time being sick, or you can, I say, pay ahead of time, maybe pay a little bit extra for some of this really farm fresh product that the farms, you know, farmers are working hard to produce, and that doesn't have extra chemicals added to it, this, that, the other thing, and it's really what our bodies are made to eat.
Which is a nice compliment to, you know, when we have a wellness fitness trainers, you know, on the air, they always make that point, which is, you know, you can exercise, but you also need to eat the right things, and you need to get your rest. I know that's something I've worked on too, getting to go to bed earlier, you know, and eating right. So, in terms of any new fruits and vegetables that you haven't carried before that you're carrying this summer?
You know what? That changes reality all the time. I mean, is there anything new out there? I mean, I'm sure somebody's producing something new, but every year is different. For instance, last year we didn't have very many peas. It was a really bad crop. This year, the peas were great. They were just an excellent. Same thing with strawberries. Last year, strawberries were tough. Last year we had a tough growing season, you know, because we had the drought and there wasn't a lot of moisture around. It was hot early and it stayed hot all summer with no rain. So this year there's just a lot of, you know, a lot of product out there now that's starting to show up that's really nice.
I've noticed I've been really getting into strawberries and watermelon. It seems to be really great this year.
Yep. Well, one of the things I've learned, which I didn't know this, is that, you know, I've learned through some of the orchards that we do stuff with, is that a lot of rain makes a happy orchard. So
that makes sense.
And things like that, they love it.
What about corn this year?
Corn so far looks we're in our first week of it now, and it looks so far great.
Is that again due to the plethora of rain? Or?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of everything. You know, corn likes warm weather, and it likes warm nights. And with the exception of a few here and there, once we got past that real cold spell at the beginning part of, you know, the end of the spring and beginning part of summer, we seem to be doing okay. So
awesome. So you've been in the business for a long time, so you've got a nice location. Thinking strategically about your business, are you thinking of expansion, or is that location and, you know, not ever sort of overexpanding is your short-term plan?
Well, so there's a lot of things going on there. You know, they keep talking every year of putting a rotary in, and I'm not sure how that would affect us there. It is a little bit of a tough intersection because it gets crazy busy there sometimes. On the other hand, crazy busy can be good for business. But I don't know. You know, we're kind of on a hold pattern. We're just kind of waiting and see what actually does happen. You know, are they going to put the rotary in? We really love what we do. You know, that's the bottom line. So we like being able to, you know, help people out with the fresh product. We just enjoy it. It's become a passion. So I'm not really, to answer your question, is there anything like on the books right now that we're going to be expanding? There isn't, or changing location or growing. There's nothing. We're just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with this. But I can tell you that one way or another, you know, we'll be around. So
absolutely. And sort of having strategic discussions with you, I know you're so passionate about what you do. And I think that's so important that, you know, that the proprietor love, you know, what they're doing. So I congratulate you on that. So I had one employee colleague that wanted to ask this question. So I said, well, I'd make sure to ask Brian towards the tail end. And that is, when it is the NASCAR races, do you get the people that are going to the racetrack? Do you have, and I know it's not scientific, but do you have any empirical evidence that people are stopping there to get stuff?
There may be a few people out riding around that come up to stay for the week or something up there that we may get some people saying, you know what, we're just out and about. But as far as a direct flow of people stopping in on the way to the racetrack, I don't see that. I think a lot of people just stay on the highway and they just
get on
focused
to Latin.
On getting where they want to go, you know.
So two business questions as well. If I'm a farmer and I think I have something to offer, should I just contact you?
Absolutely. Yep. Give us a call. Stop in.
Give us the number again.
The phone number is 603-210-2031.
And I know I've mentioned this before, but one of the delightful treats that we have at Northeast Delta Dental is when Karen comes in and Jonathan Golden Harvest comes in and everybody runs into, you know, the lunchroom, and it's great. So is that an, I know it probably you have limited staffing, of course, but if an employer is interested in that, could they perhaps call you and see if that's possible?
Oh, absolutely. And I can tell you, you know, you talk about passion there, but I can tell you Karen absolutely loves the community part of going there. And, you know, these things they're not just about selling product. It becomes a community. She comes back, and I saw this person, and we talked about this, and they're looking for this, and it is a community.
Absolutely, and we have a lot of conversations as employees. So put your crystal hat on, Brian, and what do you see in this field over the next 10 years? More of the same? Or
I see nothing but growth. I actually see a lot more smaller places like we are popping up here and there. It seems as though some of the cities and towns are making adjustments in some of their zoning laws to allow for this, from what I'm understanding. So that's a good thing. I think it just the more people can do local, the better.
Okay. So JohnsonGoldenHarvest.com. Give us the location and phone number again.
Yeah, we're in Hooksett, New Hampshire, 412 West River Road, which is actually Route 3A, right at the corner of Hackett Hill. And whether you get on or off at exit 11, right at the toll booth, we're right there. And our phone number is 603-210-2031. And we're open 7 days a week. The next day we close will probably be Thanksgiving. So,
Brian, you are amazing. It is true. So final word on the benefits of buying locally versus not.
Stay healthy.
Love it. Okay. JohnsonGoldenHarvest.com. Brian Johnson, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.